Today, I'm reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 1 to 13, from the Contemporary English Version. When Jesus had finished praying, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his followers to pray." So Jesus told them, "Pray in this way. Father, help us to honour your name. Come and set up your kingdom. Give us each day the food we need. Forgive our sins as we forgive everyone who has done wrong to us. And keep us from being tempted." Then Jesus went on to say, "Suppose one of you goes to a friend in the middle of the night and says, 'Let me borrow 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine has dropped in and I don't have a thing to eat.' And suppose your friend answers, 'Don't bother me, the door is bolted and my children and I are in bed. I cannot get up to give you something.' He may not get up and give you the bread just because you are his friend, but he will get up and give you as much as you need simply because you are not ashamed to keep on asking. So, I tell you to ask, and you will receive. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. Everyone who asks will receive. Everyone who searches will find. And the door will be opened for everyone who knocks. Which one of you fathers would give your hungry child a snake if the child asks for fish? Which one of you would give your child a scorpion if the child asked for an egg? As bad as you are, you still know how to give good gifts to your children. But your heavenly Father is even more ready to give the Holy Spirit to anyone who asks." In this is the word of the Lord.
Eugene Cernan was a former American astronaut, and he was one of only 12 people to have walked on the moon. He was the last human being to set foot on the moon on the Apollo 17 mission. And I have a few quotes from Eugene Cernan. "I know the stars are my home. I learned about them. Needed them for my survival in terms of navigation. I know where I am when I look up at the sky. I know where I am when I look up at the moon. It's not just some romantic idea. It's something very real to me. See, I've expanded my home." And then he writes, "We leave as we came, and God willing, as we shall return, with peace and hope for all mankind." And while he was out there, 250,000 miles away, looking into space, he saw something so beautiful, so precious and important that he had to write it down later. "I saw a world without any borders, without any fighting, without any fear. And isn't it the way we perceive things that makes them what they will be?" So the reflections of Eugene Cernan were made into a song, and it's performed by a group called, and I think it's a lovely name for a group, Up With People. I think that's a great... So we shall watch a short video with Up With People singing the song based on the reflections of Eugene Cernan.
A quarter million miles away, one human being, one human seeing it for the first time. I saw I know this view won't last forever. Soon I'll be back to reality. But isn't it the way we perceive things that makes them what they will be?
Text for today is, so Captain, give the order, we're going to cross the next frontier. Well, not really, but I thought of that clip that I remember from a while ago as we celebrated the moon landing 50 years ago. And how can I work that into this Sunday? And then I read the text, of course, or I had already read it, where the disciples come to Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray. Captain, give the order, we're going to cross the next frontier. Lord, teach us to pray. And Jesus didn't say, well, now let's sit down and think this through. I mean, what really happens when you pray? I mean, you know, what do you hope to change the mind? No. He didn't give the, this is the way you pray, A-C-T-S, adoration, confession, thanksgiving and supplication, or any kind of theology of prayer, but here, pray this. And it was a Jewish prayer. Jesus was a Jew. Jesus believed in the Jewish God. Jesus worshipped in the synagogue. Jesus observed the Sabbath as a Jew. And this is a Jewish prayer, and yet it's revolutionary. In our book reading group on the Friday nights with Gateways, we've been reading a book by Brian McLaren, the great spiritual, what's it? Migration. And he made the point that the story of Jesus cleansing the temple was actually in the Gospel according to John early in the writing. But in the other three Gospels, Matthew, Mark and Luke, it's at the end, which kind of gives the idea that this is the clinch pin. This is the thing that really turned the society against Jesus, that he dared to interrupt the flow of the spirituality and the centre of all sorts of things in the temple. And so that's really what got him killed. But McLaren makes the point that being early in the Gospel according to John, it was actually setting the scene of what Jesus was on about. Cleansing out the old to bring in the new. Captain give the order to cross the next frontier. And I really felt that was a very good point to make. And it seems as though this is what Jesus was doing. Setting the scene about the frontiers that he was going to cross. Why? Only a week or two ago we heard about a couple of women that actually sat at the feet of Jesus and listened to him. And as I was reading that story, I came across a word that was in an earlier translation of this text that said, and Mary also sat at the feet of Jesus. Do you hear that? Also, a little word that's been left out of later translations. So it would seem something like this, that Mary and Martha lived there and Jesus is coming down the street because he's a bit cautious. They're after him. And so as he comes down the street, I guess people are peeping out through their curtains. What's going on? Why is Jesus sort of looking a bit furtive? And Martha's there and welcomes him in, shuts the door, and then they get down to talking. And then Martha thinks, well, it's about time we had a cup of tea. So Mary's sitting there. She got up from sitting there to get the food ready. And then she says, well, come on, Mary, how about helping out? You see that little homely scene, but it's breaking through another barrier. It's another frontier that women must have rejoiced in hearing this story, that Jesus welcomed those to listen to him who were women. And another commentator was suggesting that Mary may well have been listening in order to go on to be a rabbi. Captain, give the order to cross the next frontier. Don't let those children bother Jesus. He's tired. He's been walking and teaching, and do not forbid them. Let them come. Captain, give the order to cross the next frontier. Children were welcome. Come down, Zacchaeus. Let's dine together. Another frontier. A dreaded, hated tax collector is invited to join Jesus' friends. They had a problem. They had a problem with cleanliness. If you touched something that was considered unclean, it made you unclean. Therefore, you were not able. That's the kind of society Jesus lived in. Captain, give the order to cross the next frontier. He touched the unclean. You can recall stories where Jesus went out of his way to make welcome those who were not being made welcome. I can imagine these stories that they heard was uplifting and welcoming and affirming. Captain, give the order to cross the next frontier. Those words of Eugene Cernan, I see a world without any borders. We make the borders. And if we take this prayer that Jesus said, here, pray this, it's quite revolutionary. It starts off, Our Father. In the West, we have emphasised a fair bit individual salvation. Some of us can remember the 60s and the Billy Graham Crusades, where it was where you made your decision as to where you would be spending eternity. The Jews didn't know that kind of individualism. Salvation was a whole community thing. And so when Jesus said, Our Father, it was about all of us, how to put the world's to rights. And if we take that prayer, we're identifying with the methodology and the message of Jesus. And I guess we're sort of saying, Captain, give the order, we're going to cross the next frontier. Maybe it's having to speak up. Maybe we have to talk to governments and say, we don't agree with the way you're treating asylum seekers. Maybe we have to talk up and say, the next frontier is about how we really deal with climate change. You see, if we say that prayer, if we pray that prayer, we're saying we are followers of Jesus. And although the imagery may not be perfect, we're really saying, Captain, give the order. We're going to cross the next frontier. Amen.